AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Then-President Donald Trump received coronavirus vaccinations before leaving office in private. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
He turned down getting the shots in public, which other officials had done to boost confidence in the vaccine, including Vice President Pence. Yesterday, the ex-president urged Americans to get the vaccine.
Everybody go get your shot.
At the White House.
We certainly welcome the encouragement from anyone to take a vaccine.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki, as the administration hailed a third vaccine entering the pipeline, while also warning Americans that virus variants and the easing of some mitigation measures could wipe out recent gains against the pandemic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky doesn't like to see cases going up as some restrictions are lifted.
We have the ability to stop a potential fourth surge of cases in this country. Please stay strong in your conviction.
New York's Attorney General has started an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo. Two former employees in the governor's office made the allegations. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is in favor of the investigation.
We need the whole truth of what happened. We need to make sure it never happens again. And we need to look at the nursing home issue. We cannot just look at one or the other. We need a full investigation of the nursing home issue where thousands of people died. Information was covered up on purpose.
Those deaths happened during the pandemic. Cuomo says he's sorry if his interactions may have been insensitive or too personal. Police in Oklahoma say officers shot and killed a teenage girl, and a teenage boy died of a self-inflicted gunshot following a short chase. Republican lawmakers in Georgia muscled legislation through the state house that would roll back voting access over the objection of Democrats and civil rights groups. Big gains on Wall Street. The Dow finished up 602 points. This is AP News. United Airlines is looking ahead past the pandemic in hopes air travel returns to previous levels.
Expecting an increase in travel demand, the CEO of United Airlines says the company has placed an order for 25 new 737 MAX aircraft delivery in 2023. The 737 MAX has been under heavy scrutiny for some time. Aviation authorities around the world grounded the aircraft in March 2019 following two deadly air crashes involving the plane model. Flights of the 737 MAX in the U.S. resumed in December of last year. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Attorney General in Texas is suing electricity provider Gritty over massive bills to its customers during last month's winter storm. Also, the largest and oldest power cooperative in Texas is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Brazos Electric Power Cooperative caters to more than 1.5 million Texans. Ed Donahue, AP News.